Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
29 men, the oldest 63, the youngest just 21. 29 families forever linked by a tragedy so mysterious that its specific cause remains undetermined and out of reach. Today marks 50 years since the Big Fitz was lost. The broken wreckage of the Edmund Fitzgerald rests in pieces at the bottom of Lake Superior, scattered across a grotesque, haunting debris field, reminding us that nature is great and we are small, just 17 miles from safe harbor at Whitefish Bay. The ship's forward section, including the pilot house, officers' quarters, and passenger staterooms, sits upright and remarkably intact. Nearby, the stern lies overturned in the muck. Between them, the cargo hold has disintegrated, barely recognizable, its hatches a long row of broken ribs, perhaps an apt metaphor for a vessel considered unbreakable. It has been 5 decades now since the 10th of November 1975, when a terrifying storm whipped across Lake Superior and claimed the biggest and fastest ship out there, and the lives of the 29 men who were so proud to serve as her crew. For me, it is intensely personal. Before I settled into my career as a newspaper journalist, I was a member of the Fitzgerald crew for one unforgettable summer. My memories of that experience are as vivid today as when it happened. Knowing the ship as I did, I cannot unsee in my mind the awful final moments of the men who perished. Trapped at their workstations or ordered by the captain to stay in their quarters, they never had a chance when the gales of November came early and the world around them caved in. It was a loss profoundly felt here in the Toledo area. 13 of the 29 crew members were Ohioans, 6 were from Toledo and Lucas County, including the veteran skipper, Captain Ernie McSorley. A 7th was from Fremont. That was my uncle, my father's brother, Ralph Grant Walton. That gives me a distinction I would rather not have. I am one of the few, and perhaps the only person still alive, who was once a Fitz crew member myself and lost a loved one in the tragedy. Captain McSorley had a reputation as a heavy weather captain, and although the storm that day was no doubt fiercer than any he had encountered in his career, he had no reason to doubt his ship could handle it. The pressure to finish the season strong was relentless. Not a lot of ships were still out there on the lakes in November, but the Fitz always was. Tonnage records were a big deal. In November 1975, the bill came due. When I heard the news, I knew that my uncle, an oiler on the Fitz, was among the 29 men lost. The world still honors the Fitzgerald. Several years ago, Canada issued a $20 coin commemorating the disaster. Also, the New Jason Islands, off the coast of South America, issued currency memorializing the Fitz. Other denominations in the series paid tribute to the Titanic and the Hindenburg. So clearly the mystery of the Big Fitz still resonates around the world. May we never forget the men of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Rest in peace, Uncle Grant.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.